since Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Marion Maloney, place was at the lodges of Durand. Assisted living. Date was May 23rd, 2022. Parent Mrs. Maloney was seen regarding hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and heart failure. And COPD, New Paris history. Ms. Maloney seems relatively comfortable today, period. She has chronic lymphedema and has a 2 to 3+ edema bilaterally, period. It's actually better than a few days ago, period. She was not particularly short of breath when seen today, period. She does get short of breath easily, though, period. Currently, there's no cough or sputum, period. She is on an 1,800 milliliter fluid restriction, period. She's on Bumix, but she could not tolerate Zeroxalone when tried, due to hallucinations that were reported thereafter, period. She gets quite short of breath when walking to the bathroom, period. Hospice is following now, period. I believe it's because of heart failure, period. New paragraph for diabetes is stable and blood sugar has been okay, period. She denies any polyuria or polydipsia. Period. Blood pressure is normal or even possibly slightly low, period. Sugars were stable, period. New paragraph. Review of systems is positive for dyspnea, mainly with exertion, no cough or sputum, no chest pain, no diarrhea, no nausea, no vomiting. Edema persists. Examination. She's not severely distressed. Blood pressure 157 or 84. That's 157 or 84. Pulse 68. Respiratory rate 18. Blood sugars were recently 191, 83, 230, and 84. Head and neck is unremarkable. Oral mucosa normal. Lungs had diminished breath sounds. Period. No wheezes, no crackles. No accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2. No gout, no murmur. His chronic lymphedema is noted. Abdomen not tender. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Maloney has multiple problems, period. She has diabetes with control being acceptable. And I will continue Tradjenta 5 milligrams daily, period. The sugars fluctuate, but most of them are acceptable, period. Two, she has COPD, and I'll continue Combivent Respirin, one puff every 6 hours as needed. And she's on oxygen at night and sometimes went up, and mostly went up and about, period. Three, she has hypertension, stable with lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams daily, period. Four, she has chronic unspecified atrial fibrillation, and heart rate is stable. I will continue. Eliquis. Five milligrams twice a day, period. Six, she has heart failure, which is chronic systolic heart failure, and she continues on Bumix 2 milligrams daily as needed, period. There's a 1 milligram dose that's scheduled also, period. Her edema is quite severe, period. She's a bit debilitated, period. Overall, continuing the current plan, period. Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.